The seat for Utah's 1st Congressional District has not been open for almost 20 years, but Republican Representative Rob Bishop is not seeking another term, so the race is in the air. There are two Democrats in a primary for the district, but the seat is ranked solidly Republican. Four candidates are vying for the GOP's nomination, and KUER's Emily Means spoke with Blake Moore about how his private sector experience positions him for a job in Congress.
Moore says his background in the private sector is what makes him best prepared for Congress, and even his experience as a dad to three young boys, including twins.
Twin parents, you can get through that. You can get through Congress, I think.
Moore hasn't held political office at the local or state levels. He's worked in the Foreign Service and now as a management consultant. But he says he'll bring a fresh perspective to Congress, one that's needed for the post-pandemic economic recovery.
We need to be able to think farther than just our nose to be able to see what's down the road. And that skill is something that I've learned, and it is crucial to have. You're not going to get it with politicians.
Moore also wants to use his business experience in the district. He points to northern Utah, where he says there's a variety of industries that will help the area survive economic downturns. Moore says that needs to happen in the Uinta Basin, too.
They have an educational institution out there with an extension from Weber State. They have a really solid oil and gas industry. Tourism's big, but we need to pull jobs that have been so successful in the Wasatch Front, and they need to exist out there as well.
Moore currently lives in Salt Lake City, outside the 1st Congressional District. But living in the district you're running for isn't a constitutional requirement. In fact, current Utah Congressmember Ben McAdams lives just outside of the 4th District he represents. Moore says he's willing to move his family into the district, but he also adds that the boundaries could very well be different after next year's redistricting process. Either way, Moore says he grew up in Ogden and has a strong connection to the people of District 1.
I was set up for success in life, and this is a point now that I want to come back and serve. This is the district that I know the best.
Utah's primary is coming up June 30th. Emily Means, KUER News.